This goes to Dr. Douglas Poff, P-O-F-F, fax 989-593-3583, regarding Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Proctor, P-R-O-C-T-O-R, date of birth 12/10/1938. Dear Dr. Poff, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Proctor with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 11th of 2022. She was hospitalized at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing from December 26th through December 29th. She had very high levels of troponin and was thought to have had an NSTEMI, all capital letters, a non-ST elevation myocardial infarction. But the patient states that the doctors at Sparrow told her they weren't sure if it was actually a heart attack versus a severe case of pneumonia. She did have a severe cough and severe shortness of breath when she was admitted, and she is feeling better now, and the cough is quite a bit better. She does have an appointment with her cardiologist later this afternoon, and so she will know more after she meets with the cardiologist. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She denies chest pain or palpitations. The cough and shortness of breath are much improved at this time. And the only change in medication was an increase of Lasix from 20 milligram daily as needed to 20 milligram twice a day. And that seems to be helping shortness of breath and swelling of the extremities. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has an urinary urge incontinence, stress incontinence, and nocturia three times a night. And she does have edema of the lower extremities that's slightly improved on the increased dose of Lasix. Medications, in addition to Lasix, she's on Losartan 25 milligram daily. Metoprolol extended release is 25 milligram once daily. Hydralazine 25 milligram once a day. Also Lipitor, Tramadol for pain, Lantus and Humalog, Detrol LA, aspirin, baby, a low dose of 81 milligram daily, Imdur 30 milligram daily. She's on Synthroid, Glipizide, and Tylenol arthritis as needed for pain. Physical exam, her weight is 199 pounds, and that's a 4-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse 56, and blood pressure was 166 over 73. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/27 of 2022, and her creatinine was 1.37. That was stable. Sodium 144, potassium is 4.1, carbon dioxide is 30, calcium 8.9, estimated GFR was 38. Her hemoglobin 12.3, normal platelets, but her white count was elevated at 15.1. When she was admitted to the hospital, her troponin level was up as high as 5,766, and the BNP was elevated at 455. She was tested for influenza and COVID, and both were negative. She had negative CT scan for pleural effusion, but it showed right lung bronchopneumonia. And she was started on antibiotics, steroid, and nebulizer treatments. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Recent hospitalization for a non-ST elevation myocardial infarction versus pneumonia of the right lung, which has improved with treatment, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will be seeing her cardiologist later today for further evaluation. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, will continue to have labs done every 1 to 3 months for us, And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.